From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
It's our pleasure to welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For many weeks now, Dr. Cairns has been dealing with the law of God. He's been taking each of the Ten Commandments separately. Today, he begins a message on the Eighth Commandment, Thou Shalt Not Steal. Contrary to the prevailing notion that a person or a business is justified in doing anything to get ahead, this commandment teaches us that the law of God is to be the regulating force in all business and financial matters. That law is to govern our attitudes toward all earthly possessions. God requires us to regard the sanctity and safety of our neighbor's property. In matters of contracts and commerce between men, there are duties positively enjoined and sins positively forbidden. Dr. Cairns will begin the message in just a few minutes. First of all, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection entitled Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Are the Children In? The text is Isaiah 44 and verse 3. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. Our dear children have not the Spirit of God by nature, as we plainly see. We see much in them that makes us fear as to their future, and this drives us to agonizing prayer. When a son becomes especially perverse, we cry with Abraham, Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee! We would sooner see our daughters Hannahs than empresses. This verse should greatly encourage us. It follows upon the words, Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and it may well banish our fears. The Lord will give His Spirit, will give it plentifully, pouring it out, will give it effectually, so that it shall be a real and eternal blessing. Under this divine outpouring, our children shall come forward, and one shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. This is one of those promises concerning which the Lord will be inquired of. Should we not at set times, in a distinct manner, pray for our offspring? We cannot give them new hearts, but the Holy Spirit can, and He is easily to be entreated of. The great Father takes pleasure in the prayers of fathers and mothers. Have we any dear ones outside of the ark? Let us not rest till they are shut in with us by the Lord's own hand. Shepherd, go before me, wise and loving guide. I have sinned for goodness, proven sure. Thank you. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Verses from God's Word tonight in the New Testament Scriptures in the book of Romans, chapter 13. We'll start reading at verse 7. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, And let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to this reading from his own precious word for his name's sake. In our continuing study of the law of God, we come in the 20th chapter of the book of Exodus to the 8th of the 10 commandments. It's found in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 15. And it simply says, "Thou shalt not steal." Thou shalt not steal. Despite its simplicity and its extreme brevity, the 8th commandment opens up for us an entire volume of biblical ethics. As with the other commandments, and we have noted this from time to time in our study of them, what is stated negatively lays down a positive law that binds the consciences of all men, and that will constitute the standard of divine judgment when men stand before their God. Now, this simple commandment lays down what many may consider to be a revolutionary principle. I'll put it like this: when you think of these words in their scriptural connection, "Thou shalt not steal," it is teaching us that all business and all financial matters, as well as all personal attitudes to all earthly possessions, must be regulated by the law of God. Now, too many people have the idea that religion is for church. Somehow or other, there are two worlds. There's the real world out there, and then there's the world of church. The idea has actually been transferred into concrete practice that it's all right to be sounding ever so religious and upright and moral in church, but that doesn't really work in the outside world. The idea is that Christian ethics don't really touch the business world. That religion is somehow entirely otherworldly, and certainly not this worldly. But this is all a very, very grave and terrible mistake. And let me put it to you in the simplest possible terms. If a man's religion is not good enough to live by, it is certainly not good enough to die by. And if it's not good enough to live by and to die by, it is certainly not good enough to stand before God with. So what we believe is not just for church. And this is very particularly true in this 8th commandment. This is a commandment that gets right down into the trenches of this world's occupations with us. It speaks to us very clearly about property. It speaks to us about money. It speaks to us about our attitude to those things, toward their acquisition and their use. And it asserts the sovereignty of God over our property and our money, how we get them and how we use them. Now, I think when you look at it, nobody can be in any doubt that the 8th commandment has to do with the sanctity and the safety of our neighbor's property. This is a commandment that has a whole lot to say about the rights of property and the right way and the wrong way to acquire property in this world. But he who looks at this commandment and sees only A law that governs property and commercial matters is blind indeed to some of the very far-reaching applications that the Bible itself makes of the Eighth Commandment. As those who were at communion this morning will remember, I referred to the larger catechism. My mind was running on that line because in studying this passage of Scripture, I went back to the larger catechism rather than the shorter catechism on this occasion. The shorter catechism can be memorized and repeated. It's just a couple of lines long here. Not so with the larger catechism, unfortunately. I wish I could memorize all that, but not having that kind of memory, I just have to keep referring to it. But it's a wonderful exposition of these words, "Thou shalt not steal." And at the risk of boring you, I'm going to do what preachers are told not to do. This is what you're supposed not to do. But with a congregation of such superior intellect and such superior attention and all as you are, I can break the rule. You're not supposed to make lengthy readings. You're supposed to keep eye contact and preach. You're not allowed to let people go to sleep. So you have my full permission if somebody drops off now. Ladies, this is one reason why I like you to wear hats. You can have a hat pin and stick it in good and hard and bring them back to this world. By the way, that's not the reason why you wear hats. But you wouldn't believe the things that some people take seriously. The larger catechism deals first with what the Eighth Commandment requires. The duties required in the Eighth Commandment are truth, faithfulness, and justice. Those are three great words, by the way. You'd better hope I don't start preaching my way through this long definition. But notice the words, truth, faithfulness, and justice in contracts and commerce between man and man. Rendering to every man his due. Restitution of goods unlawfully retained from their rightful owners. Giving and lending freely according to our abilities and the necessities of others. Moderation of our judgments, wills, and affections concerning worldly goods. A provident study. That's an old-fashioned way of the word provident is the word that gives us providence. It is foresight. It is a provident study. Is a wise preparation to get, to keep, to use, and to dispose of these things which are necessary and convenient for the sustenance of our nature. A lawful calling, that is a lawful occupation and diligence in it. Frugality, avoiding unnecessary lawsuits, suretyship, and other such engagements, and an endeavor by all just and lawful means to procure, preserve, and further the wealth and outward estate of others as well as our own. Now, those are just the duties that are positively enacted. And I should say that every line of this long statement of duty has a multiplication of proof texts from the Word of God. Now, as to the sins forbidden in the statement, "Thou shalt not steal," the sins forbidden in the Eighth Commandment, besides neglecting the duties required, are theft, robbery, man-stealing, receiving anything that's stolen, fraudulent dealing, false weights and measures, removing landmarks, injustice and unfaithfulness in contracts between man and man or in matters of trust, oppression, extortion, usury, bribery, vexatious lawsuits, another old-fashioned form of words, unjust enclosures. The reference there is to seizing and appropriating lands unjustly to our own use. Depopulations, that is, dispossessing people of their homes for our own self-aggrandizement, engrossing commodities, which in modern English means artificially creating a shortage in order to enhance the price, unlawful callings or illicit occupations, and all other unjust and sinful ways of taking or withholding from our neighbor what belongs to him. And then it goes on to investigate the attitude that lies behind these things and say that such an attitude is prohibited. Now, you will see from that that the simple little commandment, "Thou shalt not steal," is actually one that is very, very far-ranging in its meaning and in its application. And from all that I have said thus far, I think I can establish that the theme of the eighth commandment in the Word of God is that of maintaining honor and honesty. Notice the two words. Maintaining honor and honesty in safeguarding our own rights and the rights of others. Now, as we come to discuss that, I will set your mind at rest and say that I have only 3 points. Of course, I have about 30 points under each one of the three, but we'll not get into that at the moment. I have only 3 points. And the first is the principles the eighth commandment expounds. This is a commandment that's based on very certain scripture principles. As you read this commandment, you will discover that there are many scripture texts that shed light upon it. Let me give you a couple of examples from the New Testament. In 1 Corinthians 10, verse 24, the Apostle Paul writes, "Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth or welfare." We read tonight in Romans 13, 7, "Render therefore unto all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute, custom to whom custom." So you'll see that even the government gets in here. And we are not allowed to steal from them, as we'll see in a moment. Custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another. The owe no man anything actually has nothing to do with what many people quoted in support of, the idea that it is never allowable for a Christian to borrow, whether finance or anything else. It's never allowable for a Christian to borrow. That is not what it's talking about. It is saying that we must always ensure to give to every man that which is due to that man. Owe no man anything.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.